Hello and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am Eric Tenkar. We are at Game Holcon, and I've got a table full of, well, occasional intoxicated individuals.
Rowdy hooligans.
And some more sober.
Occasional.
On a more sober end of things, we have Alan Hammock.
Good evening.
On the left...
The voice of wisdom.
Let's not go
the
too far.
The voice of reason.
All right, I'll give you that. On the less sober side of things, Frog God's very own pick.
Whoa. Okay, I'm not offended.
All right. On the three sheets to the wind and then some, we have Tavern Discord's very own Laramie.
You're welcome.
That's him being quiet. And of course, my lovely wife,
Rachel.
The one that I had many requests at this con to tell her to move her fucking chair out of the next room.
Oh, yeah. And you absolutely need your own chair. I keep on hearing about this, you know? No, I hear you need your own chair from the fucking background every day. I'm in. Yeah, okay. No, blah, blah, blah. No. Your commentary is better than his. Come on, you got this guy?
I just sort of turned like the teacher on the Pinot Noir.
You do your own podcast. This sounds more interesting.
We've already talked about that. We've talked about having her and Ivy, Tim Short's wife, get together, kind of the wives of the OSR.
We have to meet.
Yes, we'll have to make a trip out to
WOSR. WOSR.
This is not HGTV. Let's talk about gaming.
All right. Well,
okay. So, what have you done this weekend? This is the end of day two. What have you done?
Thank you. Met with Merle Rasmussen, and he handed me a button celebrating 40 years of Top Secret.
Oh, and hold on. Wow. You don't. Not wearing
mine's upstairs, but yeah. I have that beautiful button myself.
Yeah. Merle had a collection of buttons, and I've had his collection of buttons in the past, and I've worn them around my neck. And it gets heavy.
They jangle. Yes.
So, I'm a jerk. I signed up for one of his games last year, and I had no idea who that guy was.
Uh-huh.
I signed up for his game, and I showed up, and we're halfway through the game, and someone asked for an autograph in his book, and he did it. And I found out after this game, this guy wrote this system.
Yes.
The guy runs a amazing game. Yes. I had no idea that this guy is the architect.
Yeah.
And I had no idea going into it because I just signed up for his game. I have no idea who this guy is.
Laramie, did he have Legos?
Was that?
Did he have Legos?
Legos and
he
Play-Doh.
Did. He fucking absolutely did.
And,
and it was great. Oh, it was great. And it was, he wanted you to build this thing and you all build your own separate
facility.
Yeah, it was great.
Merle was the designer of it, and I was the original editor and also editor and on the design team for the new incarnation of it, Top Secret New World Order.
I loved it.
Which it's a lot of fun.
Phenomenal.
Now, the game that Merle runs has very little relation to the actual rules because he doesn't care, you know.
They're not rules, they're guidelines.
There you
nice.
Go.
Right?
There you go.
So. I work in healthcare. They're not orders. They're guidelines.
they're not doctor's orders. Right? They're like, maybe you do this.
When I was a cop, we had a patrol guide. It might have been thicker than a thesaurus, but it was a guide.
It's a guideline. But that's the thing. So I going into last year, I never played Top Secret. I had the time of my life. That game was great.
It's a lot of fun. It really is. It's very flexible to whatever you want to make. You can make it James Bondish or Man from U.N.C.L.E.-ish or real hardcore, gritty, you know.
That was great.
You know,
I loved
noir,
it. I had a great time. And again, I'm a pretty dyed-in-the-wool OSR kind of guy. He was throwing long balls, and whatever you wanted to do with it, he was all in. It was phenomenal.
He's a great... I guess reactionary game master, where whatever you throw at him doesn't throw him off.
Which to me is an OSR-centric kind of mindset,
yes.
Where you don't need a rule as a crutch. If you want the rule, it's fair. But if you don't really want to use the rule, hey, I can do that. And it was great. It was phenomenal.
Speaking of a game master that had to roll with a punch, last night I was in a Star Wars game where at the very end, the ships we're escaping in and we end up meeting Cthulhu in space.
No.
Now
the lightsabers, all I gotta know.
The girl playing Rey says, "I want to Jedi mind trick Cthulhu."
Good luck.
and she is not that experienced gamer, because no experienced gamer would even dare to suggest that.
No,
but the game master goes, "Sure, okay, you can try that."
Yeah, try it.
You know, and she rolls a 20, and he goes,
"Yeah,
okay." Wow. For one turn, you Jedi mind trick Cthulhu, and you take 40 points of psychic damage.
Oh, really?
No! But Cthulhu goes for that 1 minute, going, "I don't know, maybe."
What?
Right?
Forgot about a ship in its clutches. So it was so. Anyway, game masters that can roll with the unusual are the norm here, and that's.
But I think those are clutch. Those are the guys you should be reinforcing.
Absolutely.
Now, Pex, you ran a game today.
I did. I ran the classic Rooms game for Swords and Wizardry, and I had a phenomenal table. The players were amazing. But I normally don't run the pre-mades as the written. I kind of do my own Pex thing with it. It's usually out there and bizarre and weird, and I like doing it.
Great.
We dealt with all kinds of things popping up from other dimensions and color puzzle things. They had a match with cubes and went with the dungeon. It was fun. My players loved it, so that's a bonus.
Well, it's always a bonus.
Yeah. I mean, I know when I'm having fun, but when they're having fun, that's the best part.
Now, Laramie, what did you play today?
Oh, I disagree. I think what I'm having fun is the best part.
Were you running a game this morning?
I did. I ran Hackmask this morning. So I gerrymandered Swords of Wizardry's Invino Gigantis into a Hackmaster game this morning.
So you took James Spahn's...
I did.
Adventure...
With apologies to James Spahn. I gerrymandered that game into a Hackmaster game with apologies. And it went great. Yeah, sorry, James. I love you. It went great. Everybody had a good time. My metric for a convention game is if the game ends within the time frame and the GM doesn't push them to the end, I think it's a success.
Okay.
So it was a 4-hour time slot, and the group ended with 20 minutes to go, which I think is kind of an ideal, like, hey, you succeeded, and I didn't push you to get there. I think the game went great. Players, I don't know, they seem like they had fun. So, apparently the rewrite was good. So, this is, to me, again, I played 1E, 2E, / 4th edition Hackmaster for 20 years, and to me that's my bread and butter, is I can make OD&D into whatever I want it to be. So Swords and Wizardry kind of fields into that. Like, it just runs into that.
Well, I think that I was talking with Bill Webb when he was holding... Well, actually, Bill wasn't holding a copy of Swords and Wizardry. It was... Now, of course, I know the fate... Oh, and here comes our very own Bad Mike to the table.
But, Bad Mike.
We were talking about Troll Lord games, Castles and Crusades, and Swords and Wizardry. And I think they both hold certain roles that are unique.
Yes.
Castles and Crusades is, a lot of ways, the Rosetta Stone from 3rd edition to the OSR.
Yes.
You can take adventures from one to the other using Castles and Crusades as your manner of doing so. And Swords and Wizardry is your Rosetta Stone within the OSR. You can play any of the OSR games using their adventures.
I'll bend that a little further.
Okay.
So I was playing a 5e game with Jim Brinkman, and I was discussing their 5th edition versions of Lankmar.
Right.
That they built for...
DCC,
and they were building that for DCC as a system. And to me, DCC, in my opinion, is a really easy bridge to other things, because I can take their DCC version and I can break that into 1E make it where else I want it to be, which is great for me because then I don't have to backtrack Lankmar into all these other things. To me, I can just take this really convenient DCC version and make it a 1E version, which instantly, to me, becomes Hackmaster, because that's my clutch system.
Right.
And then I can just make it a thing.
And by the way, speaking of Lankmar, if you haven't, go back and reread some Fritz Leiber.
Excellent stuff.
The man has such a gift for language. It is beautiful.
I would like to amend your statement. You said if you have time. I would like to correct that. Even if you don't have time,
Make the time.
You're a master to your point.
A master author.
Master the English language.
Yeah.
Now, Bad Mike, Mike Battalotto, Frog God Games / North Texas. You're just listening?
Yes. Where's my money, Mike? Oh, where's my money?
What money?
The money.
What money?
All the money.
It's in my room.
Okay.
It's in my pocket. Bad Mike
was the main booth babe today.
Yes, I did a great job,
I thought you did too.
Were you wearing the lobster suit?
No, the lobster shirt was Zach.
Horns.
Now, to your point, I'm really looking forward to. It looks like I've got some good mail stuff on the way.
Can I make it?
No,
but it looks like I've got a couple modules in the mail.
Okay. Yes, as well. We debuted our Sea King's Malice and Kegel Manor at this con. Also, this is also the first con we have Bunnies and Burrows at, too. And Bunnies and Burrows has been a surprising seller.
Yes.
Apparently, there people are interested in role-playing vicious rabbits killing each other. And killing dogs and
my playtest violating a dead cat.
Yes.
We also had the Eagle and Grim maps here,
which were sold out of.
No, that's to go to the Ego.
Okay, no, yeah, we're out.
Wow.
Dibs! Even the tubing is spectacular on this thing, folks. It's got a whole map thing engraved into it.
I could never have taken it home in my carry-on, so that's my excuse for not buying it.
How do you know until you try?
Yeah, Alex did a good job. We're selling the hell out of us. I just talked to Bill today, and apparently if you back the Kickstarters, you should receive all your rewards for both Sea King and Teagle before Thanksgiving.
Awesome.
That's the official one.
So this month.
Tanker at
does not have a Frog God Games.
Tavern. You know where it's at.
TinkersTavern.com with all the comments.
Listen, both of you, who gets the PM when there's Frog God questions? I do. Because who passes them on? I do.
You do.
Not it.
It's like a test.
Who passes it on? Who does number two work for? Sorry.
Pick. Tigger equals syphilis. He passes it on.
Yes.
No. That's the gift that keeps on giving. I don't want to keep on giving that one.
By the way, for those who haven't seen it, we have it. Make sure you get to the internet this week so you can catch pictures of Zach in a crab suit.
You know what? I have one on my phone. I will try to add it as the artwork for this episode.
So now that we've established that Zach has crabs.
Yeah.
What have you done in the last 2 days? You run in games? You run in the booth?
I'll say this earlier. I actually enjoy working booths. I don't know why I do it. I like retail, and I like selling. I love being able to say hi to everybody.
That's it, Mike.
If I'm not there, it'll burn down and everything.
I don't know. You can say what you want. I enjoyed playing a game with you last year.
That was fun. We had a good time. I was thinking this.
I had a good time. How about you?
I may have to get back to running games and cons because.
Are you not running anything this year?
No, I'm not running anything this year.
Okay, fuck you. Just fuck this podcast. I'm out. He's not running a game.
Damn, there you.
I will run. No, I think
one game. One game of con.
I think Gary Kahn basically running that game again because people are having too much fun running games, and I usually put that aside because I like to work with, but we have a lot of competent people now.
But Mike,
we have people that can run the booth.
But Mike, we can use the magic card system that we're putting together, so people can have magic card, the magic items. They'll have a card that lists the con, and who gave it away.
So what and then I'm hearing is, I played in a game. It was a good time. Mike had a good time. Mike quit because he had too good of a time. He had too much fun playing with me. I am the problem.
I
was too great of a player.
I played that game because...
Yeah, I was too Eric great of a player.
All right. Time out. Let's tell the full story on that. Yeah, no, let's tell the full story on that one. Who was scheduled for that game?
Your mom.
Skeeter?
Yes.
Yeah, he was.
Skeeter was.
When was I told about the game? When I was sleeping via a text message.
Yes, you were asleep and you got a text. Which is tough. That's always tough.
You need a beer?
To wake up and go...
I was going to bring you one.
Apparently I had a text message for a game that I was running an hour and a half ago.
No, it wasn't Eric's fault, but that was fun because you always want to know if you have it, and you have it if you can sit at a table 10 minutes after you're told you're going to run the game.
That's,
and you're going, well,
that
okay.
Was like me at another GaryCon where I was told I was running 5e because our GM got snowed out. I didn't run 5e.
Yeah.
I ran towards
the you ran towards Wizzy. And you only had one person left at the table, right?
I had one person go, no thank you, and walked away. But then I had a pickup just saying, hey, I see a free seat. And of the eight players, two went back to the Frog God booth right after the game and bought the books.
Yep.
And two more came by the next day and said, hey, we played with Tank Car. We had fun. What's the Swords and Wizardry stuff he was talking about and showing us? So that's the way. That's just the way to do. Now, we're going to throw a little wrench into the whole works here because Rachel.
Oh, boy.
Rachel did not game today. She did work the table this afternoon. But, Rachel, what did you do this morning?
I went shopping.
Oh, God.
On State Street.
So she went shopping on State Street. So now, the person that you all love to hear, or not hear, but hear the comments that she makes after the fact, I've had people at the con, multiple people tell me they need to hear Rachel directly as she is making fun of my ass. Alan Havoc right now is shaking his head in agreement.
Yep.
I think I saw Pex move his head. It's hard to tell what the beard he has sometimes. Kind of blends. So, we're going to work that out so that on most nights, Rachel will be nearby and hearable as she picks on my sorry ass. But, Mike, don't give me that look. You know you agree.
I'm chewing.
One thing we should talk about, the kids last night for Halloween.
Oh, my God, the costumes?
Yeah, they're amazing. I mean, my parents didn't give a shit about me getting that good of a costume. Jesus.
Your parents are what, they cut out eye holes
in the
sheet?
Oh, I loved all the little
things. Yeah. Otherwise, it was doing
the unicorns.
Yesterday, there were at least three police officers. Two SWAT and a patrol cop.
A little girl was a SWAT.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing.
And, of course, there were a lot of adults in costumes. It's incredibly hard to get gamers at a con to wear costumes.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think you've noticed that,
never,
right?
Never. I when I told our cab driver when we were coming here on Wednesday night, where we were going, and we mentioned the fact that, oh, we're going to GameOcon, he never heard of it. And then I was like, well, it's like Dungeons & Dragons role-playing. Because I haven't played D&D since 1984 or something like that. And he's like, do you have a lot of cosplayers? And I was like, you haven't played D&D since like 1984, but you know about cosplayers.
Well, speaking of old games, I ran a Boot Hill today, and because I'm relatively old, everybody that plays with me is younger, some of them much younger, and I'm explaining the rules, and they say, wow, you're giving us four characters, and I say, you'll figure out why in just a short time.
Oh, yeah, Boot Hill, yeah.
And because Boot Hill has one of the higher possible mortality rates, so after a couple of them got one-shotted, you know, in there, they understood it, but they were going, wow, this game moves fast. You know, so they had a lot of fun. They had a lot of fun with it.
I don't know, so let me ask you a question. Was Boot Hill ever played as a campaign game back in the day?
In theory, it could be. In practice, the campaigns tended to... Because your character literally could be, you know, you have years of play and then get shot with a Derringer by a 4-year-old kid and die, you know, the campaign aspects weren't generally carried out. We had a couple of them, and they also tended to go horribly askew in the like Westworld tradition, you know,
nice.
Because everybody played Boot Hill also played D&D, and they discovered that why can't we have different alignments at Boot Hill too? We're going to be really evil, and they put their D&D level of evil into Boot Hill, and it was too horrifying to contemplate.
Beautiful. That's almost like watching that Star Trek Boot Hill episode where everybody who wasn't from the Enterprise was an evil fucker. So now, Rich, what are you doing tomorrow?
Listen up, folks. I'm going to a yoga class tomorrow.
So, you travel to Madison, Wisconsin to go to yoga.
Well, you have to take what you do on the road with you.
I'm going to ask you a personal question. It has nothing to do with gaming. Is this going to help you with your certification?
No, the work that I'm doing on my tablet.
Rachel's going. She's finishing up her certification.
This is just for me.
To be a yoga instructor. No, I was just.
This is a Kundalini class, and it's a different type of yoga than. Like, you don't find it a lot. I don't find it a lot in Queens.
Well, you can get your snow yoga merit badge out here.
So. Yeah, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There we go.
It snowed Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thursday. Today.
Friday.
And is it going to snow again tomorrow?
It didn't say it would be.
I think we're through
with
the
snow. Should be clear.
Before, look at this. Just in time.
Oh, every time.
Yay. Every time. Ben Barsh has returned. The man with the hair. Now, Ben.
Yes.
We're talking about what we've done at the con.
Okay.
Now, I know you've been busy, so tell us about your busy.
Well, my busy has been pretty amazing.
All right.
Every game convention busy is a different kind of busy to normally in life.
Right.
You know, get to hang out with friends, record videos with friends, and play games with friends. So.
A lot of friends involved.
A lot of friends. Yeah, we have a lot of friends. But it's been good. I've pretty much just been recording videos for Frog God, so a lot of YouTube content to be coming out. So, yeah. That's pretty much been my convention so far.
Have you played any games?
I have not, but I have recorded a lot of other people playing games. So.
It's like the same thing.
Yeah, right. It's the same thing. I'm living through that.
Right. Now, folks, when you hear the Matt Finch game going on, my game was going on right behind Ben.
There it is.
So if you go, that fucking voice sounds familiar. What's that New York accent doing? I don't see him. It's because I was behind the camera.
Exactly.
There you go. So that's actually pretty good, man.
It's been fun.
Now, and of course, Rach also worked the table today at Frog God Games. She didn't try to sell the blight, thankfully, because that's an inside joke at Frog God. Actually, Rach, you know what? Since you're here.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Yes.
It has to be a little more organic than that.
All right.
You know, it has to come up in a different way.
Suffice to say that Rach took her social work perspective to the blight in attempting to sell it at a prior con.
No, I don't think it was my social work background. It was just what was in there. Like, there was a lot about addiction, and what was scary was the mothers would have the babies, and the babies would feed the addiction, and oh, wow, it was pretty deep and scary.
But I think that your background made that more apparent to you than
possibly.
So if you're out there and you want a good time, buy the plan.
I think it was probably scarier to people who didn't have this background.
Here, let me put it this way. If you want an OSR themed product that will make you think back fondly of the crack days in the 95, 96.
Or the wonderful opioid epidemic we're experiencing now.
This is not family friendly.
That's Mike at FrogGodGames.com.
We've never been a family friendly podcast unless you're the children of, I don't know, Rocky, who've heard all the language on this podcast.
It's been at frogdoggames.com.
Why? Yes.
If you want your copy.
Listen. My opinions are mine alone. Nothing I say is due to my association with Frog God Games. Yes. Ben's hair at frogdoggames.com is where to send.
I'm okay with that.
It might bounce.
It's a separate entity.
But Ben's hair won't bounce.
It's a sentient item.
Yes. It'll take your complaints and just not give. So. Any other words of wisdom? I don't know.
Get to Game Hall if you've never been here. It's a great time.
Great convention.
We're having a blast.
Yeah, it's one of the most organized conventions you're ever going to be at.
And the snow looks great from the window.
Yes.
When you're inside.
Yeah.
That's a great part. You don't have to go out in the weather. That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll be inside the whole time.
Yeah, except for...
Except for the food truck.
I don't know. I don't know if... I'm not wearing my glasses. I don't know if it's snowing at the moment. But it is, you know, Wisconsin, so probably.
It is not right now. We lucked out.
Oh. So somebody rolled an actual 20 on that one for their save. No snow. All right, folks. Well, I want to thank everybody that's made an appearance here. Alan, we meant to do this prior. We're going to have to do this one-on-one.
Very good. Glad to.
But I'm glad to have gotten you on. Pex, formerly the man behind the throne, now possibly the man...
I'm not fighting so well these days, am I?
No. Now you're like knee-deep in Frog God.
Is it French onion?
Yeah. You're knee deep in Frog God shit, but it's good shit, and it's your shit.
It's
Mike, thank you.
I'm not admitting I'm on here since Larry was on here.
Yes,
I'm not going to admit I was actually here.
Yes, Larry walked away.
I will never. There's not pictures. I wasn't here.
When Larry walked away, the average alcohol content of your host went down to a legal limit. Ben, as always, thank you.
Of course.
If you haven't watched Ben on his multiple YouTube channels, and what's the other thing you got going here? TikTok?
TikTok.
Did your hair participate in TikTok?
Of course.
All right. So you can have Ben and his hair on TikTok. Is there a channel for that?
At Ben Barsh
on TikTok. I don't watch TikTok unless it pops up on one of my other wacky feeds. And it's usually some weird, like, Asian girl with big eyes rolling her head.
Big eyes?
Big eyes.
Okay.
That's the only big thing.
You know? But I'd rather watch Ben and his hair.
Thank you.
So, Rach, like I said, we're going to have to buy you your co-seat. You're gonna be my Robin Quivers.
Maybe we should do that one time a week.
Okay, folks.
And build up so that this way...
We don't want to give
you... There might be people that... Get her out of here.
Yeah, all right.
You know, give them a little space, too.
We don't want to build up expectations.
Yes.
All right. Well, as always, folks...
Respect everybody.
Thank you for listening. We're having a great time at Game Hall. If you're drinking and driving, don't. We're drinking, but we're not driving. That works out fine. As always, God bless, and we will check in tomorrow. Later, folks.